January 2012, the Czech Center in Berlin has a new director, Monika Štěpánová, who previously headed the Czech Center in Bucharest and is a passionate supporter of documentary filmmaking. This year also brings some other important changes for the center. In the fall, it will reopen its gates in a different location. The new premises are in the building of Berlin's Czech Embassy. It was just a few weeks after the death of late President Václav Havel shook the entire Czech nation that Monika Štěpánová started her new position. How did she experience this emotional event? That was the first question I put to her on a recent visit to Berlin.
As you say, it was a very sad moment, and at the time I was actually in Prague because I was getting ready for my position here in Berlin. But since I came in January, it's actually the strongest event that marked. It's the strongest emotional event that I was confronted with in culture, in politics, and this was also one of. Well, it's a logical reason actually that we plan a program that is dedicated to Václav Havel and that will go through, I would say, at least 1 or 2 years.
Great, that sounds interesting. And you have now been in office some 6 months. How do you experience the work at the Czech Center?
It has been a very intense 6 months, I have to say. And it has been a big change for me personally and also regarding the work, the kind of work that is in the cultural business, if I call it like that, compared to Bucharest or to Prague. I would say I still have the feeling of being just on the start.
And how do you experience A, the Czech community in Berlin, and then B, the interest of Berliners and German people in Czech culture?
The period of the first 6 months was kind of special because I am still preparing the moving of the Czech Center. So that means we didn't do so many events here in our premises. And also the connection to the scene, to the Czech scene here, was more or less through the events that were organized with someone else. So in my opinion, there are different Czech scenes in Berlin. There is one, I would say, traditional one, or one of the more historical one that is based on the immigrants and people who spent here, I would say, the last 20, 30 years. But there's a very vivid young scene of people that are here since 1, 2, 3, 4 years. And they are involved in many really interesting alternative underground, but also very official and big things that happen in Berlin. But not as Czechs, but just as personalities, as creative individuals. And we just started to meet these people and to connect and to see what can we do with them, what could be the connect point for the new Czech Center, as we call it, from September on, when we have better premises.
That's exciting. And I believe that one focus of your cultural work is also documentary filmmaking. Maybe you could explain why you think that is a good way of presenting culture, of maybe mediating culture, and if you have at all plans to also show Czech documentaries in Berlin.
Well, documentaries have been one of the main focuses in Bucharest, and I really developed a personal relationship to documentary movie making, and for sure I will continue with that in Berlin. And I think what Berlin really appreciates, or the public in Berlin, is a certain kind of authenticity, and that's why documentary movie, I think, can be a very good tool here to communicate with public and to present what we want to present, which is contemporary life in the Czech Republic. We have to see how good the new premises will be technically, if we can really present documentary movies in such a good quality that we can do it really in our space with discussions. That would be actually my goal.
You already mentioned you have, before you worked here, you worked in the Czech Center in Bucharest. What was your period there like, and how is it different from such a big center as the one in Berlin?
Bucharest is not such a small center either compared to the people, to the number of staff that we have there. Of course, the historical background and the most social problems or social situation is completely different from Berlin. So the 5 years were absolutely fascinating. I grew to be a huge friend of Romanian people and of Romania. At the beginning, of course, when I went there, I was a little bit skeptical just because I didn't know enough. And also there were not many personal relations that I would have before. But these were really built up very quickly. And until now, I'm really fascinated by the creativity of people, by their modesty, and also the fact that they have to face such strong opposition in everything they want to do and to try, and that there's basically almost no support from any institutions. I'm talking about creative people and culture, of course, which is the field I'm working in. This makes them to find completely unexpected solutions. This makes their creativity to grow, and the results are very often very unexpected and very inspiring, I would say. So I was very happy in Bucharest, and it was quite hard to go back.
That's, I guess, the nicest possible thing you could say about a job you have left, that it was a hard job to leave. And I also believe that you brought the One World Festival to Romania and that it is now a part of the cultural landscape in that city. Maybe you can talk a bit about how that idea originated.
I really found a big need for documentary movies because they were, at the time I was there, they were not screened in any cinema. They were not screened on the TV, and the Romanian TV didn't have even production money or any really anything dedicated to documentary movies. So we started to screen documentary movies every Monday or second Monday in the Czech Center, and we had a huge audience. We had very often so many people that we basically had to close the door because we couldn't fit the people in. We started with Czech documents, and by the logic of the thing, we decided to bring international documents, cooperating with the other cultural institutes, or very often just talking with the filmmakers and saying, we have this program, because basically, of course, we were screening Czech documents, but the program was very intense, so we had spots, we had possibility to screen also other documents, and the resonance was really impressive. When there was the 10 years anniversary of One World in Prague, we got together with Igor Blažević, Teresa Porybna and Helenka Zajicová and thought we should make One World on Tour in Bucharest and make it quite big. And as we didn't have any really extra budget for that, and the One World Prague helped us with screening rights for the movies, which is already quite a big help. We made a call for volunteers in the Czech Center, and I organized actually a team based completely on volunteers to organize the first festival already quite professionally. So already from the first year we had three cinemas, we had a Czech Center for special screenings. We basically set up the structure, and it was a very interesting situation of volunteers, people that studied mostly political sciences and philosophy that we had at the first year, and to do really everything, just learning by doing, all of us. But the festival turned out really well. We found sponsors, we found good supporters, all the embassies, all the cultural institutes went in, because at the time there was no similar project in Romania going on. And yes, so we managed, and some of the people that were there at the first year as volunteers are now, they finished their studies, they are working with the festival, they are very dedicated to documentary movies. And the people that started helping at the first year kind of took over. And now my successor in the Czech Center in Bucharest, René Kubášek, is doing the Czech part of the festival, and also he's kind of managing it. But the main organization is based now or is in hands of One World Romania.
And as far as the budget is concerned, how is One World Romania financed?
One World Romania is, as I said, organized by the Association One World Romania, but with a big support of the Czech Center in Romania. And there is also a very important support from the side of the Czech Embassy, from the Ambassador Jiří Šidler, who is now in Romania and who also has a big history in human rights, and he is very helpful too.
And now let's go from Romania back to Germany. I believe you studied in Bonn. Maybe you could talk a bit about how you, as a Czech, discovered your love or your interest for the German language, which I guess isn't given if you're Czech.
Actually, it just came by itself. When I came to Germany, first I was living in a family and taking care of kids, as most of the girls do, for some short time, and then I started studying at the university in Bonn, and it was a big challenge really to speak a good German and to be compared to the German students. At the time there were no Erasmus programs for Czech Republic, there was not really funding, so I had really to be registered and competing with the German students, and that made it for me even more interesting. And I always had very strong interest for literature, for German literature, and languages generally were between my hobbies.
And now, after 6 months of working in Berlin and working kind of with Germans and getting to know the cultural sphere a bit more closely, what was the biggest surprise, would you say? Was there anything that you said, oh, wow, I didn't know that this is how things are done in Germany in this particular area of business?
As I said, Germany is very, or at least that was my impression so far, very institutionalized. So you have many institutions, they have funding, they have concept, they have people that are leading it. It's very professional. And there is a certain career in the culture, which is something that in Czech Republic is just starting. In Romania, it's non-existing. So this is, I was expecting and seeing it, but I'm kind of surprised how the alternative scene and the underground scene works. So while you have on one side, everything very set up and very defined, on the other hand, you have a really basic structures that do the alternative culture, people that just decide, you know, let's take this space that is abandoned, or you know, it's there's nothing going on, and they just start doing things, make their own productions, and it's very dynamic. This scene is very dynamic, and I think this is what really makes Berlin so special.
And lastly, looking forward, what are your hopes for your time here at the Czech Center, and what is maybe a goal you have set for yourself?
It's always quite dangerous to speak about goals and about things to when you just start. I mean, I have a big wish, which is to make the new center a real center where people meet and where Czech artists and people who are based in Berlin like going and like meeting their friends and like meeting their German public. So my goal is to make a one really lively, if you want to call so, popular space in Berlin that works on a very professional level.